Salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's about 7 past the hour. I'm just sitting here for the past 45 minutes watching the debate leading up to a vote on whether or not to have a debate and then a vote on this phony resolution that these scum-sucking Republicans have introduced as a way of trying to split the Democratic Party. I'll tell you what, there is no bottom to the depths to which these depraved neocons will sink. There just is no bottom. And after this shameless stunt that the Republicans pulled today in the House, I would hope that never again I or you would have to listen to another Republican give phony lip service to caring about the troops. And if you do hear that, just spit in their faces. If somebody says that to you, just hawk up a great big one and blow it right between their eyes. What evil bastards. If they cared about the troops, they'd stop using them as pawns in their petty little political gains. I'm tongue-tied tonight. I just am. I don't know what the hell to say. I don't know what to say. From the Bush-Cheney rummy chicken hawk trio all the way down to this little pissant Phil Gingrey from Georgia, denigrating and insulting veterans, treating young servicemen and women who had no desire to go to this filthy war created out of the sick minds of people like Dick Cheney, treating these young men and young women like little G.I. Joe dolls. These sons of bitches, I'll tell you, Republicans have got to be the most evil breed of human being ever to trod the earth. And there's not a handful of them in the entire House and Senate who has ever in any way served the United States. Not one of them. God. For these filthy Republicans to continue to pretend that it's the Democrats who are using the troops for political gain is an outrage. It's an insult. And I don't know why every single American watching this tonight, if you're not watching it, shame on you. It's on C-SPAN. Watching what these pigs are doing to our military, to our society, to our political system, to the House of Representatives. This is just mind-bending. People in Iraq dying by the thousands, our troops losing their lives, their vision, their hands, their arms, legs, their minds to this insane war? And these Republican thugs dare to pull a stunt like this. They don't understand the meaning of the word shame or honor or justice. These are our brothers and fathers and sisters and mothers in Iraq, based on lies, absolute, filthy, murderous lies by these lying thugs who engineered this entire situation, this entire Iraq war. And the Republicans stand there, these vile subhumans who couldn't give a damn less about American servicemen and women. They display it every single day, every time they vote against veterans' benefits, every time. I've never seen anything like this. I hope the polls are right. I hope the American public has had enough of this and will throw every one of these pigs out of office in 2006. I just hope so. And to the extent that any American servicemen or women in Iraq are watching these vermin toss their futures and their very lives around like a political football, what can these soldiers be thinking? I'll tell you what I would be thinking at this point. Were I 20 something and in the military, I'm out of here. I'm gone. Put me in the brig. That's it. Goodbye. Adios. I will not be treated like this. I will not allow these Republican sons of bitches who sent me here based on lies continue to use me like this. I would be gone. Do you hear me? I would be gone. I'm not advocating anybody do anything. I'm saying I would be out of there. Just like Cacciato, when he walked out of Vietnam, said to hell with it. Did you ever read that book, Going After Cacciato? And this ridiculous, empty argument that if we withdraw, then the people that Bush sent to be murdered in Iraq would have died in vain? It's an outrageous argument that might work with fourth graders. It doesn't work with adults. What that implies is that we keep sending people into what essentially has become, I hate to use the cliche, a meat grinder for us and for the citizens, the civilian citizens of Iraq, because we've allowed so many to be slaughtered so far. This is sick stuff, Truth Seeker. This is really, really degenerate madness. This is right up there with the Nazis. This is right there with the Nazis. This is right there in the same league. Are the numbers the same? No. It's the same groupthink. It's the same mindset. And Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, given a chance in the 30s in Germany, they would have made the real Nazis look like pikers. These people are degenerate killers. They're beyond belief. I get pissed and I get into a lot of theatrics on this program. They're genuine, but I know they come across as theatrics. It's real. And tonight, for some reason, I'm just past it. After watching what has happened in the past 24 hours by these filthy subhuman Republicans who have taken my country someplace that I can't believe they've taken it, who have caused this collapse of decency in this country, I'm just kind of beyond the rage. It's not hot. I'm not beyond it. The rage is not hot inside of me right now. It's not fiery and hot. It's just cold, dead. Any hope that I may have entertained that at some point I personally could get beyond this and say, well, okay, it was a bad patch we went through with the Bush crime family in Iraq, but you know, I'm willing to reach across the aisle now to Republicans and dumbass Democrats and try to make peace. That's gone. It's all gone. It's gone. For the rest of my life, this is a vow. This is a statement of fact. For the rest of my life, somebody's a Republican, get out of my way. just get out of my way. I'll try to avoid you, but you son of a bitch, stay out of my way. I want nothing to do with you. Nothing. That's now as much a part of me as breathing. And to watch every one of these subhuman Republicans, every single one of them, fall into line like the filthy robots that they are behind this trio of killers that runs the country is just astonishing. I've never seen people who claim to be American, who claim to be from the same society as I'm from, behave like this. Piss on them. I don't know, man. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by Katie Borum. She's a co-producer of the Walmart documentary. We're going to talk to her for just a few moments. If you haven't seen that movie, you got to see it. It runs about 90 minutes. It's a real eye-opener. There is other stuff going on besides these filthy subhumans who call themselves Republicans, crapping all over the country and our military and our society. There are other things going on, but stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. You need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat. All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Twenty-one past the hour. You got a pen? You got something to write with? You want to send this this woman from Ohio, this member of Congress from Ohio, Jean Schmidt, Republican from Ohio, you want to send her an email? She is the most junior member of the House. This is her first term. She couldn't find her ass with both hands. I don't know how somebody like this gets elected. But she said something about Representative John Murtha, and I have to tell you, a lot of stuff that Murtha's been talking about, I totally disagree with. This guy is a Democrat war hawk. But he has apparently seen the light of the futility. He understands a couple of things, that we have no business being there. We were sent there on lies, based on lies. Our military is being shredded. The almost 2,100 deaths is horrifying enough. The 15,000, 20,000 wounded is beyond belief. But as Murtha has pointed out, these thugs, these Republican subhumans, are destroying the military. We are as ill-prepared now to defend, to literally defend ourselves, as we have ever been in the history of this nation in the past 150 years, thanks to these Republicans. That's how bad it's gotten. Murtha is a 37-year Marine, active duty and reserves. So this haggy bitch, Jean Schmidt from Ohio, that I don't know anything about and don't want to know, stands up and quotes something that she may or may not have made up, calling John Murtha a coward. I don't know how these members of the House restrain themselves in an instance like that. I would be inclined to walk across the aisle and slap her. Would I go to jail? Yeah. Would I be accused of being violent against a woman? Yes. Would I be guilty? Yes. To stand there and accuse somebody who's been in combat, who's been a hawk, who has been willing to commit troops to war, and now realizes what he has done, to stand there and say, look, we've got to get out. To call that man a coward, either directly or indirectly, hiding behind the quote of some soldier in Iraq, some colonel in Iraq, is beyond belief. The most junior member of the United States House of Representatives should shut up to begin with. What gives her a right to say anything, much less attack her betters, a man who was defending what he thought was defending this country when this woman was doing what? What was Jean Schmidt doing 40 years ago when Murtha was being shot? I don't agree with probably 70% of Murtha's positions on U.S. foreign policy or the war up to this point. But the audacity, the nerve. You want to send her an email? You can. You have to go to her website. She's up for re-election in 06. Jean at JeanSchmidt.com. That's all. It's Jean, J-E-A-N. Jean at JeanSchmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T.com. Jean at JeanSchmidt.com. If you try to send her an email at the U.S. House of Representatives, you can't because you're not in her district. But if you go to her website, JeanSchmidt.com, she'd like to hear from you. Oh, Jesus. I would hope that people would send this woman an email. Here we go again, taking somebody, rightly or wrongly, who put their life on the line when they were told to do so, not like these cowardly bastards that run this country in the Republican Party and this administration, but somebody like Max Cleland, somebody like John Kerry, somebody like John Murtha, who put their lives on the line, who got wounded, who had arms or legs blown off, swift voting them, trying to impugn their decency, their commitment to justice, their honor, their integrity, their patriotism. These vile bastards. It's over. It's over. I swear before whatever. I will never, ever, ever, ever make an attempt to reach out to any Republican, to any conservative, to any neocon, under any circumstances. They don't exist anymore to me. I've had enough. 5 years of this, 5 years of these lies, this manipulation. This is unbelievable stuff. It's unbelievable stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, so we can all catch your breath a little bit, we're going to talk with one of the co-producers of the Walmart movie that's out right now. And let's just take a break. Let's talk with Katie Borum, and then we'll come back and after that, and we'll listen to what Kucinich had to say in his minute, and then we'll take your phone calls for the rest of the night. Okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
By now the fighting will be close at hand. Don't believe the church and state and everything they...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or...
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because... You impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. And this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. As I mentioned, we're going to take a little break here from a discussion of what's going on in the U.S. House of Representatives right now. We will come back to it in a few moments. Monday night, was it Monday night, Kathy? I was one of the people who had the privilege, actually, of introducing the movie The High Cost of Low Price, the movie about Walmart, the documentary, to a group of about 600 or 700 people who had gathered at the Rialto Theater in downtown Atlanta to watch this movie. They were guests of members of several unions here in the Atlanta area. Yes, we do have unions in the South. They are few and far between, but they are here. And it was a real privilege, to do that. The documentary form of filmmaking is extremely effective in making a case, in proving a point. Those of you who, like me, are fans of Michael Moore's, understand what I'm talking about here. If you watch Independent Film Channel on television, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Joining us right now is Katie Borum. She is a co-producer of the Walmart documentary. Katie, thanks for taking some time to talk with us tonight.
Sure, thanks for having me.
What was the reason? Somebody must have come up with the idea. Let's do a film on Walmart. How did it start?
Well, I think there are a couple of different things. I love that this is actually the first question that people like to ask. And, you know, I also love that it's not a precise answer, because it's simply that the group of us filmmakers who worked on the project with Robert Greenwald, I think, had all come to the conclusion through different projects of our own that we all wanted to collectively work on a movie about Walmart. I myself came to it because I had worked on a film for the AFL-CIO about the manufacturing jobs crisis in the Midwest, and I traveled on a bus tour for 10 days to something like 30 cities in 10 days. And what I was struck by was that I wasn't just hearing stories about outsourcing and you know, union jobs going away, but I was hearing over and over again about these small towns that were completely leveled by Walmart. I remember saying to my film partner at the time, God, someone needs to make that movie. Who's going to take that on, you know? So we actually came back, and I started working on a documentary treatment to get it going, and I heard that Robert Greenwald, you know, it's a small world, those of us sort of lefty documentary makers, I heard that he was making one, and I called him up and said, listen, there can't be two movies about this. Let me get on the bigger ship here. So that's how I came to it, and I think that Robert had been thinking about, you know, I mean, there's been so much bad press for over, you know, 5 years, and and I think that we all just got together and said, God, no one's going to say anything about this company if we don't actually make a film about it. And certainly mainstream press is not doing anything to report on, you know, corporate abuses.
I seem to remember a time, and it doesn't seem so long ago. Maybe it was 20 or 30 years ago. But I seem to remember a time when the commercials for Walmart stated that Walmart was a company that bought from American producers, that supported American manufacturers. And a matter of fact, I seem to remember the commercials having their semi tractors, and I should say trailers, in video clips rolling across the American plains with American flags on the side and Buy American. Is that a hallucination, Katie, or was there a time when that was true?
Yeah, listen, you make a great point about it. I think that when we started out our research about what's happened with the company over the last 15 years, there's a whole story to be told about Sam Walton, that actually we don't believe that this contemporary version of Walmart is the company that Sam Walton, who was a great American, we don't believe this is the company that he had in mind. Mm-hmm. He was a great proponent of only working with American labor. And, you know, the company changed when he died in 1992, and it became a company totally about the stock revenue and about the shareholders. And at the same time, what was happening is that trade was opening up overseas. So all of a sudden, when the sort of conscience of the company passes away, and at the same time trade is opening up, and, you know, the money people are totally the ones running the show. There's no, you know, conscience in the film at all. I'm sorry, in the company at all. I think what happens is they suddenly notice, oh, my God, listen, we can even be more profitable if we start really going overseas. So there was actually kind of a funny point in time, funny in a sad way, of course, in which Walmart actually was, I'm not going to say they were sued because I'm not totally sure of my facts,
right.
But they did get in trouble continuing to claim that their products were all American. And, in fact, there was some kind of an investigation where, you know, they discovered that slowly that wasn't the case until, you know, obviously there are no commercials anymore that say made in the USA the way that they used to in the 80s and the early 90s. So, yeah,
I remember that. Like you, I don't remember the specifics of whether it was a lawsuit or a campaign or whatever it was to inform the American public that the claims of Walmart were no longer true. How does a company that has become this big And Walmart, I believe now, is, if Walmart isn't, then ExxonMobil is, the number one corporation on the planet in terms of gross sales and, I believe, in terms of net profits. How does a company like this, let me rephrase it, how does resistance about a company like this ever have a chance to manifest? And I don't think anybody's trying to break Walmart into pieces. It's just unionize your workforce, pay a living wage so that Walmart employees are not looking to state Medicaid for health insurance. But how, in your opinion, how do you approach a behemoth like this? Because they don't have to do anything they don't want to.
Right, right. Well, first of all, I should mention that Walmart is the number one company in the globe, and we see the real danger of that and of no one standing up to this company that's setting a terrible example, is that they're leading the charge and they're creating a ripple effect in such a way that it's not just their own employees, which, you know, number 1.2 million in the U.S. alone, and in the globe, it's, I'm not even sure of the number, but it's also affecting its supplier companies, its vendor companies, and more, I'm not talking about, you know, mom, pa's sock company. I'm talking about Disney. I'm talking about, you know, Vlasic Pickle is a big company that actually went under because they couldn't afford to compete. And, you know, because Walmart keeps forcing them to lower their prices more and more. So I think the answer to the question about how do we ever have a hope of doing anything about it, I've long said to people that ask me this question that I think that the real change will happen in Walmart when the stock starts to crash, unfortunately, because with companies like this, you know, nothing really starts to move until the price starts to hurt, and that's already happening because there's no way that a company can keep up this voracious pace of continuing to open in more and more communities, which, by the way, isn't wanted by these communities, and continuing to face this barrage of terrible, you know, public relations is coming out because of their own, you know, problems. So I think that this movie is certainly a start in that kind of grassroots movement that can start to, you know, pressure people to understand what's going on and to get the company to change its policies. And I think you're right in saying, and certainly I speak for all the filmmakers in saying that we certainly don't think that Walmart is going to go away, and that's not the intent. It's, you know, since it's here to stay, it should certainly, you know, give its people health care that they can pay for and, you know, play fairly in the competitive space in a way that doesn't just wipe out everything.
Yeah, that's I think that is the central issue now after the issue of a worker fairness to workers who are concerned with wages. But the next a major issue is what you pointed out, the collapse of other companies that simply can't compete. On the West Coast recently, remember the situation with, I forget the grocery chains, but Kroger was part of that, where they were being forced into a situation where union wages of $14, $15, $16 an hour for store clerks were in definite jeopardy because of the approach of Walmart as a grocery provider, grocery chain. Recently, not far from where I live, in the North Georgia Mountains, foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, there was a referendum to grant Walmart empty space of an abandoned shopping mall. That the residents, the people of the community, said no, hell no, and turned it down completely.
That's great.
The backlash against Walmart in this country is noticeable, but is it not true that with Walmart going to China and eventually to India, there is no way to stop? I don't see how the stock price of this corporation is going to do anything but continue to go up.
Well, it's already having some problems. It was going down last week, actually, because I think what people should keep in mind is that the stock keeps jumping with Walmart as long as it's able to keep up this just monstrous growth pace. And there's a point at which their own systems can't support that because they're already starting to suffer a little bit with, you know, having to actually shell out some more money for healthcare because of legislation that's pending. So that, I mean, there's nothing they can do about that, although they're trying desperately to fight it in Maryland, for example. But, you know, and there's also a point at which overseas labor simply is not going to go down anymore. I mean, the minimum, you know, the cost of labor in China has already been driven down. But there's a point at which, you know, is Walmart going to just keep driving it down more and more until the cost of labor is actually zero? At that point, you know, the Chinese government is going to say, I don't think so. You know, and I think it's going to be this massive ripple effect. I hope that people wake up, but I don't believe that the stock price can continue to expand if they're not able to, you know, keep expanding more.
Well, I certainly hope that that's the case. Katie, I think people are very aware of this film, and I think given a chance to see it, people are producing screenings, and it's being shown around the country. I thank you for being one of the co-producers, and I hope we talk again about this. I'd like to see how this turns out in the next
thank
6 months.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us. You take care.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye.
Katie Borum is a co-producer of The High Cost of Low Price. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, what you fucking us.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. A Showtime original television event. They could be your neighbors.
I'm putting together a team of holy warriors.
They could be your friends.
Look at you, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's why I'm the perfect weapon.
And they could be planning the next terrorist attack.
Well, this isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem. Zella.
The New York Times calls Sleeper Cell, unlike any other program produced for American television, Sleeper Cell begins Sunday, December 4th at 10, 9 central, only on Showtime.
Judgment Day.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now,
1-800-399-6220. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Now, Gene Schmidt, you folks who listen to this program are creative enough to figure out how to send this vicious human being an email. Go to her website, use a zip code from her home district. You'll figure it out. But there should be hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of emails, letters, faxes sent to this subhuman. This is the one who defeated Iraq War veteran Paul Hackett in Ohio. This is the one who had in this election between her and Hackett used tactics that she now turns around and uses on another. I don't like to use the term war hero gratuitously, because truly they are few and far between. I don't know what John Murtha's record was in Vietnam. I do know he received a couple of medals, I believe, for bravery, and a couple of Purple Hearts for the because of the fact that he got wounded. But I want you to hear what this ugly woman had to say today and how the House of Representatives reacted. Go ahead and run it, Kathy.
He believed in what we are doing is the right thing and had the courage to lay his life on the line to do it. A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bupp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body that we will see this through.
The House will be in order. 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 The gentlelady will suspend, and the clerk will report her words.
Evil.
All members will suspend.
Evil, evil bitch. An evil, evil, evil bitch. It's just astonishing what these people are doing. I don't know. Crooks and Liars says, when she made that statement, the place, the house exploded. It was probably everybody pulling out their Blackberries and Googling Gene Schmidt's war record, where they no doubt found her history as a head of Cincinnati Right to Life. Presumably, if John Murtha's combat experience had been blowing up local Planned Parenthood clinics, that would have qualified. The audacity of these Republican right-wing bastards and bitches to do this to people who have honorably served their country, whether we agree with that service or not, is totally immaterial. For these cowards to stand in the well of the House and the Senate or on the campaign trail and continue to insult people like John Kerry, John Murtha, Max Cleland, Chuck Hagel, people who have fought for this country, while they took their deferments and hid and lied and snuck around like the evil little bastards that they all are. It's got to stop. I don't know how to stop it. I have no idea. But this woman's comments today, that's it. That closes the book for me. I swear that anyone who tells me they're Republican, we had somebody come out to our house today to give us an estimate on some remodeling work in the kitchen. And this guy walks in wearing a sweatshirt or a t-shirt with the flags and eagles and the usual right-wing rhetoric on his t-shirt. And I had to scoop Molly up and leave. Didn't want to insult him. You know, Kathy had invited him over to give us an estimate, take a look. But there he stood. And I thought, I'll be a son of a bitch. This man is in my house. This is a guy who probably supports Bush.
So if there's a liberal kitchen remodeler in the metro Atlanta area that would like to contact us.
It's come to that point. I don't want these vermin in my house. I don't want them around my children. I don't want them teaching my grandchildren who are in kindergarten and preschool. They are disgusting. They are destroying my country. They are dishonoring people in this country who have earned honor. I've never seen anything like this in my life, but like I said, that's it. This filthy woman's comments today tore it for me. There's no going back for me. If there was, I'm not saying that there was, but whatever bridge might have existed over which I thought maybe someday I can walk back or meet a Republican halfway, her comments today blew it into a million pieces.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Washington has found its poster boy for corruption in Uber lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Between 2001 and 2004, Abramoff milked millions of dollars in lobbying fees from unsuspecting Indian tribes. He spent the money on phony Christian fund groups, self-enriching charities, and lavish congressional trips. The recipient of his schemes included many high-ranking lawmakers. The AP reported that over 30 lawmakers received $830,000 in Abramoff-related donations. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert held a fundraiser at Abramoff's Capitol Hill restaurant. Democratic Minority Leader Harry Reid wrote letters to the Department of Interior at Abramoff's behalf. Abramoff's conduit at Interior was Italia Federici, who runs a pro-entry front group called the Council of Republicans for Environmental Advocacy. At an Indian Affairs hearing Thursday, Senator John McCain blasted Federici for her double dealings. In the coming weeks, McCain will introduce a lobbying reform bill. It couldn't come at a better time. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
The flu, it's powerful. When it hits, everything hurts. But now fight back with something powerful of your own. New Zicam Maximum Strength Flu. It helps rescue you from your worst flu symptoms. A new Zicam Maximum Strength Flu is virtually tasteless. It comes on revolutionary pre-dose spoons that you stir into your favorite hot or cold beverage, and you'll probably never even know it's there until you feel its power start to work. Now fight the flu a whole new way. Get new Zicam Maximum Strength Flu. It goes down easy, and nothing works harder.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, So over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Former CIA Director Stansfield Turner is calling Dick Cheney, quote, a vice president for torture. Turner said, we've crossed the line into dangerous territory. The Senate says torture should be banned, but George Bush threatens to veto any bill to that effect. Turner says Bush is not telling the truth when he says that torture is not a method used by the U.S. On Dick Cheney, he said, quote, I'm embarrassed the United States has a vice president for torture. The top human rights official for the United Nations is pushing for an international investigation into the treatment of prisoners in Iraq. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says she's responding to the recent discovery of Interior Ministry prisoners showing signs of torture. Louise Arbour says it's not enough that the Iraqi government acknowledged the problem by promising to investigate. Earlier this week, U.S. troops found up to 173 malnourished prisoners in Interior Ministry building in Baghdad. Some showed signs of torture. Most were believed to be Sunni Arabs. Sunnis make up most of the insurgent rebels in Iraq. Prominent Sunni Arabs have complained for months about abuse by Interior Ministry forces, but the Interior Minister says the claims are exaggerated. Suicide bombers attacked two mosques in Iraq about 90 miles northeast of Baghdad, killing 74 people today. The attacks came during the Friday prayers in a predominantly Kurdish town. Dozens of people were wounded. Eight other people died in an attack carried out by two more suicide bombers in Baghdad. The target in the Baghdad attack, a downtown hotel used by foreign reporters, all the victims apparently were Iraqis in nearby houses. Witnesses and police say a van blew a hole in the blast wall outside the hotel to try to make way for a truck bomb. The second vehicle blew up when it got stuck in a crater in rubble caused by the first explosion. The U.S. also reports at least 32 militant deaths in heavy fighting in western Iraq. One U.S. Marine and an Iraqi soldier were wounded. A statement says Marines were attacked by gunners firing from inside a mosque. China has two new outbreaks of bird flu in poultry. That makes 15 outbreaks in the country in the past month. The official Xinhua news agency says the latest two outbreaks, hundreds of miles apart, there have been two confirmed human cases of bird flu in China. Only one person has died. A suspected case, that person also died. In all, 67 people in Asia have died of bird flu since 2003. Two-thirds of those human deaths were in Vietnam. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says only 30% of the money pledged for the Pakistan earthquake has been donated. Annan says 10 days after last December's tsunami in the Indian Ocean, officials had 80% of the money needed. 10 days after the Pakistan quake, Kofi Annan says officials had only 12%. This is Air America Radio News.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Seven past the hour. It is, for me, like you, you only speak for yourself, I only speak for myself. It brings up in me a deep sense of shame that I am a citizen of a country that can produce the kind of people and allow them to get into positions of power who have done what these Republicans have done. These are not, they denigrate the party name, Republican Party. They do. These people, just like these evangelical Armageddonists denigrate the Christian faith, these people who claim to be Republicans are just, I can't say the words I want to. If I worked on satellite radio, I could, but I can't. But they debase our political system. They will lie about anything and everything. Their use of the military is beyond contempt. Some of you are gonna freak when I say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. The book Endless War for Endless Peace, Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace. Who wrote that, Kathy? In writing the book, look it up for me. If you don't email me, look it up, Kathy, if you would, please. The writer, the author, had a long series of conversations back and forth through the mail with... Gore Vidal wrote the book. Gore Vidal wrote the book, Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace. And I'm sorry, I'm stumbling around tonight. I can't think tonight. But Gore Vidal had a series of letters written back and forth with Timothy McVeigh while he was waiting to be executed, while McVeigh was waiting to be executed. And if you read this, when you first start to read it, it's not that involved. But Gore Vidal allows Timothy McVeigh to lay out the rationale, and granted, it's probably sick, his rationale for blowing up the Murtha building. The Murrah building in Oklahoma City, and murdering innocent people. Why he did it. Now, his reasons for doing it are as sick as any terrorist's reasons for blowing up innocent civilians. I'm not justifying by any stretch of the imagination that sort of action. It's despicable, and if there's a hell, Timothy McVeigh is burning in that hell, which there isn't, of course. But in reading McVeigh's words as to why he committed this act in his mind against the United States government, he had no complaint against the people who worked at the Murrah Federal Building. Like most terrorists, the people who worked in that building were reduced to nothing, to ciphers, to numbers. It didn't matter to Timothy McVeigh. And this is why terrorism is so vile, so vicious, and so putrid. But if you read what he had to say, you begin to understand in a diabolical, sick way why someone like Timothy McVeigh or a bomber in any part of the world finally decides, I've had enough. I'm going to strike back. I think about my own feelings of rage that sometimes, I'm going to admit it, border on the murderous. And I wonder, you know, what I would do, a middle-class white man, what I would do if I didn't have this method of venting, this talk program. Now, the truth is, if I didn't have this talk program, I wouldn't be as focused on what is going on in this country and what these subhumans have done to my country. But I will confess to you that the rage that I feel sometimes borders on murderous. It gets to the point where I have to leave a room or take a long walk or get a drink or smoke a joint or do something to get away from what's going on in my head. Oh, I'm just kidding about smoking a joint. Kathy's sitting over there going, oh, Jesus, figure of speech, all right? You know what I mean. It's become that bad. And I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how anybody deals with it. It's astonishing to me to see what these people are doing to my country. I don't know how. I feel so impotent. I used to feel the power of one. And what I mean by that is the power of to be able to walk into a voting booth and cast a ballot. And in casting that ballot, I knew what I was doing. You son of a bitch there. So many times I would vote against someone. Now, there were times I'd vote in favor of someone. But even voting in favor of someone, it was voting against an evil energy that was taking over my country. And I can't even do that anymore. How dare these vermin accuse the Democrats of demoralizing the troops or playing politics with the war? It is not a revelation to you to understand that they are the ones who don't care if the troops live or die, or come home intact, or missing limbs. They couldn't care less. This Jean Schmidt pigette from Ohio, she couldn't care less. She could not care less about the plight of veterans or people in combat or what happens to them after they come home. She's an opportunistic bitch who could not care less. Tossing around people's lives like they were playing football. It's disgusting. I can't handle it. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to take some phone calls. Okay, and you know, you folks deal with it. You folks talk. I'm sorry if I said some things here in the past 10 minutes that piss you off. I don't know, you know, or offend you. I don't know what to say. If you listen to this program, you know that the one thing you're going to get is honesty, no matter how ugly it might be, no matter what kind of crappy language I use, no matter how many self-incriminating comments I make. That's just the nature of this program. Sorry. That's the way it goes. Not sorry. I just mean if it offends you to hear this, all I can tell you is go away. You know, go away. Just go away. Don't want you listening to my program. Just go away. If it's that offensive. But I'm to that point, that almost breaking point where the frustration becomes so intense. Now, I've read some of your emails tonight where I know that there are God knows how many people out there who feel exactly the same way. And I've said before, in doing this radio program for the past 10, 15, 20 years, I know that the only difference between me and you is the fact that I have a microphone and for 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week, and you don't. That's the only difference. We're on the same page. We have the same rage, the same anger. But I seriously, with what these Republicans have done with John Murtha's, you know, a war hawk, a guy who I could find disagreement with probably on 80% of the votes he cast in the House over his 30-year career there. A so-called conservative Democrat who in the past I thought, why didn't the guy become a Republican? He votes with the Republicans so often, especially on issues of so-called national defense. But here he is, finally realizing, you know, Saul on the road to Damascus. Here it is, that moment. The conversion. And he looks around and he says, what the hell is going on? And he's immediately attacked by vermin, by people like Gene Schmidt, by people like Duncan Hunter. Vermin. Scum. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that doesn't suffer rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, against the loser.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Terror is no longer halfway across the world.
It's weapons-grade anthrax.
In fact, it's just across the street.
This isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem. It's L.A.
Showtime presents a shocking original television event, Sleeper Cell. The New York Times calls it unlike any other program produced for American television. Sleeper Cell begins Sunday, December 4th at 10, 9 central, only on Showtime.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks. The first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Redefining war on our terms. We are redefining war on our terms.
Twenty-two past the hour. All right. As promised, let's just go to your phone calls. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Aaron, who has called in from Tucson, Arizona. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Sure.
He's not redefining war on my terms, okay? Not in my name, so let's not even talk about that.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, I emailed the piece of Schmidt from Ohio this morning after she made her comments. What I believe that this is the turning point. I really do. I have never seen Democrats this united. The entire Democratic side of the House just went up in flames after she stuck her foot in her mouth, and the fact that her words got taken off of the record. How are they going to spin this into, well, she's not really talking for us. She's a Republican. She's a first timer. She's a freshman. She's probably not going to win again. Remember, you did bring it up. She's the woman who destroyed Hackett's military career. This is just another attempt at swift voting a military veteran. I mean, this man has 37 years in the military. He has 37 years in the Marines. What is she trying to prove, that she can be the biggest ass in Congress?
I don't know what I don't grant Republicans, people who are members of the Republican Party or the Christian right, the way this woman is. I don't grant them the same sort of center that I grant normal people, the same sort of humanity, the same sort of moral or ethical principles. So therefore, I don't know what her intent is, Aaron. I don't know what her goal is. To me, these people are truly, I'm not being cute with language when I say to me they are subhuman. I literally mean that. They are not elevated to the point that a normal person is elevated to, where justice means something, where honesty means something, where decency, where truth means something. Republicans are incapable, therefore they're subhuman.
I understand that, and it's weird, too. I mean, she is completely illogical. But you understand the fact that the Republican Party did this to one of their own back in 2000. As much as I dislike John McCain, even though he is my senator because I'm in Arizona, I've never voted for the man, but they did this to him.
Sure.
So if they're going to do this to one of their own party members who is lock in step with 95% of what they say, they'll do it to anybody. But she does have a consistent argument. She does have a consistent stand. She is a right-to-life person who's in favor of war.
It's all right, right there. I mean, a right to life person who's in favor of war. This murderous attitude, this sick psychopathic attitude. This is why these people are subhuman. You can't do that. You can't. One cannot do that. Make a claim to being pro life and in favor of murder in a war. You can't do it and maintain that you also maintain that you are sane. So I you know, screw these people. They rot in their own bile. I don't know what else to say, Aaron.
I know. And one more thing before I go, just to give you a little bit of happiness. You know Liberty University, that's Jerry Fatwell.
Yes.
Jerry Fatwell's fake university of bullcrap. Well, they fired their football coach after going 21-45 over the past 6 seasons. Yeah. So apparently they're going to change their name from the Liberty University Flame to the Liberty University Our Lady of the Perpetual Losing Season. Apparently God doesn't like the football team.
I guess not. God is unzipping his pants and urinating all over Liberty University's football team, apparently. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Aaron, thanks for checking in.
You got it.
All right, I appreciate what you had to say. I do. Pro fetus, pro death in Iraq. You know, to this woman, how dare someone suggest that enough Americans have been killed? How dare someone suggest to this boy, be careful here. To this member of Congress, that enough Americans have had their arms and legs blown off. How dare someone suggest to this woman that enough Iraqis have been butchered and napalmed and white phosphorus and enough fetuses and unborn children and babies have been blown into red mist in Iraq. How dare they suggest that to this hypocritical Christian filthy... Oh, good. There's the music. Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
We are redefining war on our terms.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got a magic woman. That she's a black magic woman. She kind of made a devil.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Right back to your phone calls as soon as I share this email with you from Angela in California. She writes, Dear Mike, I've still got C-SPAN on and they're still doing it, one by one taking the podium. First a Democrat, then a flying monkey. One claims to be mortally wounded to the soul. The next proclaims his true devotion to support the troops. And the next one is the calming voice of reason saying, can't we all just get along? We're all on the same side. What's wrong with us? We can do better. Applause. You know, it's a good show, but it's just gotten too old. If these people, any of them, sincerely wanted to sit down and show each other the respect they deserve, they would assume the other side is at least sincere and might have good reason for what they are saying. If it meant anything to any of them, really, to be doing the right thing for the troops or for democracy, well, gosh, don't you think they'd just sit down and start comparing notes and get to the bottom of it? That's not hard. This is what these people do for a living. The Bush crime regime sticks to their old standard basic push buttons to manipulate the people over and over again. This show is a carbon copy of Use What Works. It's bull. These people don't give a damn about any of it. It's a play, a sick, filthy play, and we're all supposed to be riveted to our screens, writhing with hope and iron, disgust and tears. I don't think so. Not tonight. I'm turning my TV off. Everyone should. I'm sick of being jerked around by these con artists. Are you impressed by any of it? Or is it working on you too? You know what I mean. I'm on to the next thing, reality. We have to face it. We will have to fix this ourselves, Mike. No more bull. Angela. A suggestion here from JFD. The Cincinnati Enquirer has endorsed Jean Schmidt. Therefore, one way to protest her calling Mirtha a coward is, of course, to boycott the Cincinnati Enquirer. In addition, her claim to fame is running in marathons. People could cancel their registrations in marathons where Jean Schmidt plans to run. Two nonviolent ways to protest. All right, back to your phone calls. But Mark is calling from San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing there?
Doing fine, Mark.
Mike. Good. I was going to say that I agree with you 100% that this latest stunt that the Republicans pulled and the insults to an old military man is just absolutely appalling. It totally puts them into another category rather than human. And I do also believe that we are at a turning point where people are really getting solidly against this war and will vote against Republicans. But there are a couple problems. And that is that I really do believe that the defrauding of, if I may say, of our voting system is increasing more and more. And for instance, one thing in your state alone, in fact, I gather now everyone's going to have to come up with some official ID, and this is going to cause problems. And the other thing is too, it's to keep the momentum going to get rid of these Republicans, the Democrats need to really stay on target and show some spine. And that's something I wouldn't necessarily put money on. So I think that it's an uphill battle. I would imagine we'd have to win, have enough people, you know, in like 40 states to make up for the cheating that's going to go on in the next election.
Right. I know.
Yeah, it's going to be real difficult. People are going to have to be really aware of that. They have to be exposed to it. I mean, there's going to have to be like a, I don't know, something close to a revolution if we're ever going to be able to vote fairly again in this country.
I hate to think like that, but I don't know what else at this point to think. The Republican filth machine, the pro-death hypocrites that now run this country have made it impossible to compromise. They made it impossible to talk. They have perverted the system to the point where it's unrecognizable to someone like me who has grown up here, who believed in what this country was about, the institutions, the documents, the direction. I believe at one time, and I've said this before, that Democrats and Republicans were, bottom line, interested in the furthering the ideals and objectives of this country. Oh, God, was I a stupid ass around that one. It's gone now. It's totally gone. I cannot and I will not ever compromise with a Republican again. I don't care what happens. I hate their religion. I hate their politics. I hate their smell. I hate the way they look. I hate the food they eat, the water they drink, the clothes they wear. They're just, it's like sharing a city or a state, especially here in Georgia, or a country with an alien race. I mean, an alien race from a different planet. A race of individuals that smell bad and talk badly and think incorrectly and operate in a poisonous, hateful manner. It's I don't know what to do except to just continue to try to wall off me, my family, my kids, my grandkids from their filthy, perverted influence. That's all I know to do.
Yeah, I hear you. Just one last thing I'd say is that what you brought up interesting is that there really is some kind of a form of brain damage going on with these people. You know, I'm not saying organic brain damage, but it's like a non-organic brain damage,
right,
of a sort. But it's brain damage just the same. They can't think their way out of a political paper bag to save their lives, literally.
No, they can't, and have to be told. They have made it abundantly clear that they must be told exactly. All you have to do is listen. Listen to the from Bush all the way to his press secretary, all the way to the pig man, all the way to Hannity. Every one of these half-wits used the same language, the same phraseology, the same buzzwords, the same sentences. They are incapable of thinking independently. And therein lies the problem. They're useless, just totally useless. Listen, I got to leave you there, Mark. Thanks.
Okay, sure thing.
I appreciate you checking in. Mike is calling from Seattle, Washington. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for you. I have to tell you, if you didn't utter those words that you did when you first came on, I think my head would have exploded.
Yeah, me too. I know what you mean.
You know, I think that after come Monday, that we give the people of Ohio to the count to three to recall this woman. This, I can't call her a woman. She's a, can I call her a bitch, please?
I did. I don't know what the rules are. That's a very sexist term, but I am so pissed off. I call them bastards. I call them sons of bitches. So I guess it's okay to call her a bitch. I don't know what else to do.
And no point in calling, no point in giving bastards a bad name. These men are sons of bitches, and that's the only thing that they are.
Look what Ohio has done to this country in the past year or so. I mean, that's my home state. I was born there. I sucked in the air there. This is where I went to school. This is where I didn't raise any children there, but this was my home state. And it's turned into this sump hole of sick, degenerate bastards who have corrupted the system, who put people in office. Look at the political landscape in Ohio. The governor is a convicted felon now. All these people, the Secretary of State is a liar. Members of the House and the Senate in Ohio are convicted crooks and criminals and liars and felons and scam artists. What the hell is that? And they are determining who runs this country.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Like I said, either they recall that woman or come by Monday, I would say we count to three and declare civil war on Ohio. And I hate to think that I was even kidding about that, but it's come time. The Patriot Act passed, the stuff that these people passed put into that budget cut this week, it's unforgivable. 40,000 kids cut from free lunch meals. It's just savagery.
And this woman Jean Schmidt says she's pro-life. None of these Republicans are pro-life. They are pro-death. They want as much death as possible because then their savior, according to their warped, sick, rat-filled minds, their savior will see all the death and destruction and come down and rapture all their naked bodies up to a specific sort of hell that's waiting for them. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, dear God. Yeah. I don't know, Mike.
I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. But, Mike, thank you so much for you. And we have to organize and we have to get rid of them.
I hear you. Thanks. Thanks for checking in, Mike. Take care. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, an email from Greenwell Point, New South Wales, Australia. Mike, we listened to your show and are relieved to find that all America is not represented by those crazy guys running your country now. We have just had a visit from Mr. Rumsfeld, who set up a deal where he can send his Air Force to practice bomb our country. We don't like this. But we have to suck up to America as we are vulnerable and rely on USA protection. So we go along with just about anything, including sending our troops to Iraq and practice bombing our own country. We are listening right now. It's from David and his last name in Greenwell Point, New South Wales, Australia. Thanks for writing, David. Where are we? Mike is calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Absolutely.
I've been listening to you for about the last 2 hours tonight. In fact, I listen to you fairly frequently. And first off, you're not the only one out there that believes the way you do and is trying to be as restrained in his language as you are. You know, I have the same difficulty, and I'm going to have the same difficulty for the next couple minutes tonight, you know, not getting bleeped and so forth and so on.
I hear you.
But, I mean, the language doesn't lend itself to how we feel about these people and what they're doing to this country. And one of the things that I think that you're doing on your show, and one of the things that I think we all need to do, you know, is become more informed about what they're doing, because the Americans are ignorant about what's going on. You know, what is it, 0.1% of the populace actually watches C-SPAN. They actually know what's going on to a certain extent. You know, they get most of their news from 5 minutes of Katie Couric, and that's about it.
Right.
And they don't know what's happening. And I think we're beginning to see, as a lot of your callers have said tonight, we're beginning to see somewhat of a wake-up not only among Democrats, but among decent Republicans, and there are a few out there. I'm married to one.
Okay.
She hates Bush as much as any of us. You know, she's an old John McCain fan, and she wants to kill John McCain if she ever gets a hold of him for what he's allowed his party to become.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing that we need to know, that we need to deal with right now, as Democrats or as progressives or whatever we are, is that we have to understand something that the Republicans have known for a long time. Politically, this is a war. This is a scorched earth war. We can't play games. We can't play political strategies anymore. We can't wait for the other side to do something stupid and then do something political to maximize the benefit and so forth. This is out and out war. If it was, if this was real, you know, they'd be breaking into our houses and cutting our throats in our sleep.
Uh-huh.
You know, there is no restraint on the Republican side. You know, you've got Gene Schmidt calling Martha a coward. You've got Dick Cheney telling Pat Leahy to do himself on the floor of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people don't care.
That's right.
And we've got to understand that that's the way they're playing. And
well, let me ask you something, because you're bringing up something that a lot of people email me about. Their position, these emails I'm talking about, they say, you know, Mike, you can't lower yourself to the same level of filth that these Republicans do. You got to take the higher road.
And well, I'm not saying that either.
And I usually try to respond by saying it's impossible. I can't do it anymore. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, there's a difference between lowering yourself down to the filth mode that they do. Nobody's saying, you know, to start pushing allegations that George Bush is a child molester or anything like that, unless, mm-hmm. of course, it's true.
Right.
But, you know, we don't want to go to that route. And that's coming next. Some Democrats going to get nailed. I mean, they're already filing ethics charges against John Murtha for completely political reasons, because that's what they do. And, you know, we don't have to sink to that level. But we've got to understand that, you know, we have to fight fire with fire. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, slinging filth the way they do. That's not what we have to do, but we have to go at them just as hard as they go at us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an advantage. We've got the truth on our side. We've got.
Well, I just hope, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree. I just wonder if what you began your conversation with here is really happening, and that is the Democratic Party leadership, our members, elected members of the Democratic Party, with the exception of people like. Quick example, Dennis Kucinich, who's always
exactly.
been, you know, he's always been right there. Barbara Lee, they're
Don
all
Conyers.
Yeah, they're all sorts of members of the House and the Senate.
But most of the Democrats, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, there has been that cutting edge. So many of them are in the so-called Black Caucus. But
right.
there's a few white folks out there, too, who are kicking ass and taking names. So how did the other 200 and some Democrats in the House and the Senate get motivated to fight
I'll give you a perfect example. We can start with the guy that represents my district, Mike McIntyre,
mm-hmm.
Democrat in the House. He's completely worthless as far as a Democrat goes, right? He's as Republican of a Democrat as you can get if your name isn't John Murtha or something like that.
Right, right.
He's worse because he doesn't stand up and say what he, you know, he's very much of a, he's what I call an appeaser. He's the Neville Chamberlain of Democrats, and there's so many of them out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they do it. I don't know how the Democrats are going to do this, but, you know, the Kuciniches and the Pelosis and the Conyers and the Mel Watts and so forth and so on have got to, you know, somehow wrest control of this party or provide leadership to this party and drag these appeasers behind them by the scruffs of their necks if necessary, mm-hmm. or kick them out of the party and get somebody in there who represents more of the way that we need. I think right now the rank and file of the Democrats, the progressives, is ahead of the curve as far as political leadership goes. I think the idea
of running progressive Democrats, real Democrats, in primaries against these entrenched Democrats who are nothing more than dinos, Democrats
exactly.
in name only.
Exactly.
That is probably the way to go to minimize metaphorical bloodbath that is just waiting. The Democratic Party may have to go through an enormous purge.
Is exactly what they're going to have to do.
Yeah, in order to ever again assert the power that the Democratic Party deserves, because they're the only power. They're the only power. I'm sorry, the only party historically that knows how to lead. Now, I'm not
exactly.
discounting Greens or socialists or independents. I'm sure, given a chance, they might be able to do it too. But
well,
the Democrats better wake up.
The Greens. Well, you know, if the Democrats would be more representative of what progressives really think in this country, then the Green Party is much.
They would be part of it. Mike, I have to leave you. Leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Former CIA Director Stansfield Turner is calling Dick Cheney, quote, a vice president for torture. Turner said, we've crossed the line into dangerous territory. The Senate says torture should be banned, but George Bush threatens to veto any bill to that effect. Turner says Bush is not telling the truth when he says that torture is not a method used by the U.S., On Dick Cheney, he said, quote, I'm embarrassed the United States has a vice president for torture. The top human rights official for the United Nations is pushing for an international investigation into the treatment of prisoners in Iraq. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says she's responding to the recent discovery of Interior Ministry prisoners showing signs of torture. Louise Arbour says it's not enough that the Iraqi government acknowledged the problem by promising to investigate. Earlier this week, U.S. troops found up to 173 malnourished prisoners in Interior Ministry building in Baghdad. Some showed signs of torture. Most were believed to be Sunni Arabs. Sunnis make up most of the insurgent rebels in Iraq. Prominent Sunni Arabs have complained for months about abuse by Interior Ministry forces, but the Interior Minister says the claims are exaggerated. Suicide bombers attacked two mosques in Iraq about 90 miles northeast of Baghdad, killing 74 people today. The attacks came during the Friday prayers in a predominantly Kurdish town. Dozens of people were wounded. 8 other people died in an attack carried out by 2 more suicide bombers in Baghdad. The target in the Baghdad attack, a downtown hotel used by foreign reporters, all the victims apparently were Iraqis in nearby houses. Witnesses and police say a van blew a hole in the blast wall outside the hotel to try to make way for a truck bomb. The second vehicle blew up when it got stuck in a crater and rubble caused by the first explosion. The U.S. also reports at least 32 militant deaths in heavy fighting in western Iraq. 1 U.S. Marine and an Iraqi soldier were wounded. A statement says Marines were attacked by gunners firing from inside a mosque. China has 2 new outbreaks of bird flu in poultry. That makes 15 outbreaks in the country in the past month. The official Xinhua news agency says the latest 2 outbreaks, hundreds of miles apart, there have been 2 confirmed human cases of bird flu in China. Only 1 person has died. A suspected case, that person also died. In all, 67 people in Asia have died of bird flu since 2003. 2/3 of those human deaths were in Vietnam. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says only 30% of the money pledged for the Pakistan earthquake has been donated. Annan says 10 days after last December tsunami in the Indian Ocean, officials had 80% of the money needed. 10 days after the Pakistan quake, Kofi Annan says officials had only 12%. This is Air America Radio News.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. What a shocking day. This happens with alarming regularity, doesn't it? When something happens politically by Republicans on a given day, no matter what it is, and you get wind of it. You're either watching it on television, or you hear it on Sam Cedar's program, or you see it on CNN, or you maybe even hear it here. And you go, Jesus, God, you know, and it's like that's okay. They finally, these Republicans, these subhumans, these right-wing murderous bastards have finally bottomed out. They can't go any lower. And then 2 days later, they go lower. And a couple of days later, they go lower and lower, deeper and deeper and deeper into their own swill. And it's just, it's astonishing. I've never seen a group so able. Any sort of group, even religious fanatics. I've never seen a group able to move the bottom lower and lower and lower to the point I start to wonder, how do these people breathe? Where do they get oxygen? They're going down so low. There's no sun down there. There's nothing but dank, dark sub basement, lower and lower and and I guess maybe that's one of the reasons they all look so pasty. Have you seen these white people? Oh my God in heaven! It's just I've always maintained that there's no such thing in terms of color as a white person, unless it's somebody that's born with a genetic disorder, and the so-called albino, is that word acceptable now, Kathy? Still, the word albino, I don't even know what's acceptable anymore. Some of those people are truly white-skinned. I very seldom see, we refer to black Americans. I've never seen a black American. I see various shades of brown, but on white people, I see various shades of, kind of brown, mauve. I don't know what the hell color it is, not mauve, but some kind of not, but these Republicans, oh my God, I've never seen this kind of white. It's that pasty, unhealthy, sickly white. If you were watching C-SPAN, you want a perfect example? If you were watching C-SPAN tonight and you saw this murderous old hypocritical bastard Henry Hyde from Illinois, this knight of Columbus, this Catholic knight. No offense against Catholics, except my usual contempt for all things religious. But there he was, Henry Hyde. I bring up the Knights of Columbus thing because the Knights of Columbus, they represent something. Henry Hyde represents scum, filth, swill, lies, whoredom, adultery. Just he's. And his jowly, white, dead look. So many of these people have that post-mortem look, don't they? Oh, Jesus. Thank God the camera. And I'm no offense to white people. Come on, y'all. I am one. But thank God the camera pans around on brown people once in a while. And you see people of little color. No offense, white people. I'm not getting down on you because you're Caucasian. We can't pick our parents or grandparents. But none of us are really Caucasian, are we? Huh? None of us are really, all that African American either, are we? Check out some of the latest studies on the shared DNA. Thomas Jefferson, Sally Hemings, my ass, we all have some of that blood, don't we, huh? I'm getting way off the track. It's the aversion. I mean, when one has such utter contempt for, fill in the blank, as I do for Republicans, you begin to, once you get beyond assaulting and attacking their political philosophy, or their perverted religious beliefs, or their murderous worldview. Once you get beyond that, what's left? You start attacking their hair, their skin, their eye color, the jowls, the fangs. You begin to wonder, do they eat corpses? Do they eat dead things? Do they stalk around and skulk around at night looking for necks into which they can plant their fangs? It becomes that bad, doesn't it, huh? Your humble and obedient servant here at Air America, me, I'm losing it. Completely. Kathy doesn't trust me out on the street anymore. Really. She's at home doing something, and I'll say, okay, well, I'll go to the supermarket, I'll go to the farmer's market, I'll go do whatever. We need some light bulbs, we need a floor mop, whatever the hell it is. I'll go do it, honey. How you feeling, Mike? Are you sure you want to get out there? Because you know what she's afraid of? She's afraid I'll be at Home Depot or a supermarket or a gas station. And I'll see a bumper sticker. And something will snap. Kathy worries about this about me because I am the father of her little girl. And I'm so much older than her. And I'm so way much older than Molly. Kathy worries a lot. Kathy thinks, Jesus, I've got to keep around a little longer just for Molly's sake. Right? So I get out there, so, you know, I'm getting ready to go, and Kathy will say, honey, why don't you stay here and watch your baby? I'll go. It's getting to that point. I want to play this again. Do we have this ready to go? I don't know why I want to play this again, but I want you to hear this witch-looking Ohio representative, Gene Schmidt. And I'm not trying to be a sexist pig. I know I'm probably coming across that way tonight with the bitch term. And no offense to my Wiccan friends, when I say witch, I'm talking about witch caricature. Well, that's even bad. See, I don't know what to do. Let's just play Gene Schmidt again.
Thank you. Yesterday, I stood at Arlington National Cemetery attending the funeral of a young Marine in my district. He believed in what we are doing is the right thing and had the courage to lay his life on the line to do it. A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bupp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body that we will see this through.
The House will be in order. 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 The gentlelady will suspend, and the clerk will report her words. All members will suspend. The gentleman from Arkansas has demanded that the gentlelady's words be taken down. The clerk will report the gentlelady's words.
The term words taken down is the House rule used to discipline a member for using inappropriate words in debate. It doesn't matter, you vile, vicious Republican. The words are out there. They can be stricken from the record. They can be withdrawn. The words are out there. The audacity of this woman to make these kinds of statements about John Murtha. Okay, let's go back to the phone calls. Ryan is calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I love talking to you. I love listening to you.
It's been
a horrendous 2 days. When you look at the budget bill that passed by 2 votes last night,
yeah,
in the middle of the night by the Republicans twisting arms and bribing and threatening their own members, and then you look at what Gene Schmidt did today. I've lost all faith in my country right now.
I hear you. I hear you. Oh, God, I hear you.
But I was reminded tonight by one of the Democratic congressmen in this argument that they're having tonight, this sham of a bill that the Republicans are trying to pass,
mm-hmm.
About what George W. Bush himself said in 2000 while he was debating Al Gore. He said, and I don't have the exact quote here. I was going to look it up, but I ran out of time. And anybody can look it up. But he said that George Bush said against Al Gore, he said, we need a timetable to pull out of Bosnia.
Oh, sure.
We need a definite...
Hey, listen, hold on a second. Hold on a second, because I got a break here, and we haven't even begun the conversation. Hold on. Let me do the break. We'll come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. American woman, listen to what I say. So come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on. You'll make out. She'll make a good beginning. Someone else ends up winning. Don't you care. Don't you care.
It's 22 past the hour. We're talking with Ryan, who's called in from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, you were talking about the hypocrisy during the debates the first time, I believe, about Clinton and the war in Bosnia.
You bet, Mike.
Yeah.
In 2000, when Al Gore was debating George Bush, then Governor George Bush, was criminalizing Bill Clinton for not having a timetable to pull out of Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also called for an exit strategy. He said, we need a definite timetable that we're going to pull our troops out of the Balkans. Now, can you think of any more hypocrisy than that?
Well, no, I can't. And especially when you consider that George Bush's father, George Herbert Bush, abandoned the military in Somalia to the point that our soldiers were murdered and dragged through the streets. That's what the whole Black Hawk Down thing was about. It was George Herbert Walker Bush that sent those soldiers and then left them, and the whole thing was dumped in Clinton's lap. So, you know, it's what I've been saying so many times. No member of the Bush family gives a filthy damn about any living human being on this planet. These people are killers. The more death, it seems, the more pleased and happy they become. I've never seen anything like it in living humans, anyway.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. One last thing here. I mean, we've seen how Republicans will denigrate the service of Paul Hackett and John Kerry and John Murtha.
Max Cleland.
Max Cleland. We've seen how they denigrate the service of the people that actually served because they are chicken hawk, knuckle dragging fools. But let me just ask you this: coming from Wisconsin here, Russ Feingold. What do you think about Russ Feingold, and what do you think about his presidential chances in 2008?
I don't think he has a chance because he's Jewish. America is enough of there's enough of a streak of anti-Semitism in this country, which is one of the reasons that Al Gore was defeated, having Lieberman on the ticket. We're still locked into that.
Al Gore actually won.
But I'm talking about the margin. You would think that the Democrats would have won by a huge margin. America has a streak of fascism that is so evident. The only reason that the Republican Party aligns itself with or caters to the wishes or desires or aspiration of Jewish people is because of their sick Armageddonist attitude about the Christian Bible and how they're looking for Jesus to return to Israel, at which point, of course, the Christians are going to cut the throats of every Jew who doesn't convert. So, having said all that, I realize I'm getting off topic here. America is not going to elect us. Now, I know a lot of people said that about a Catholic 45 years ago, and John Kennedy was elected. But there is a difference. There were tens of millions of Catholics in the country. The Jewish population in America is pretty small. We're not going to have, no matter how qualified, an American with any visible African blood in him or her will not be elected. An American of the Jewish faith will not be elected. A very slim chance that a woman will be elected a president. I don't care what Hillary Clinton thinks she's going to do or any of these people. This country is racist. It is sexist. It is incapable of electing people based on their ability. They will still. Can you imagine if Russ Feingold ran for? This is one of the reasons Colin Powell, when he was being approached by both Democrats and Republicans to run as a Democrat or Republican for president, and he and his wife said no, hell no, because they didn't want to be assassinated. That's where we are in this country. So Russ Feingold, he ought to remain a senator and be happy that he is a senator. This is America. This is not a country where people are judged on the content of their character. Not this country, not anymore. Ryan, I have to leave it there. Thank you.
Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SELO3 and the American Life Insurance Company. Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-five before the hour, email here from Bob in Toledo. Hey, Mike, you just had a caller who wanted to declare war on Ohio. Trust me, I know his pain, but I live in Toledo. It must be awful to look at the sad state of affairs here, but just trying to imagine living here. Please don't declare war on Ohio and try not to hate us. There are many good Ohioans who are in a state of shock at what is happening here. There are also a whole bunch of us who are fighting as hard as we can to change it. Lastly, there are a bunch of us who cried and couldn't come out for days after the 04 election. Please don't give up on Ohio. Not all of it, anyway. Bob, and his last name. Bob, I'm from Toledo, so I mean, it's very difficult for me to realize that my home state has tanked. Of course, the argument can be made that it didn't tank, that it was all jiggered and rigged and nastied up by the Secretary of State and the Diebold voting machine people, right? I get sad when I go to Toledo, though, because I remember that city from the 50s when it was just a vibrant, before the Rust Belt, you know, when Detroit still made cars. And Toledo was a great place to grow up in the 50s. It truly was. It was a great place to be a kid. Just a plain old working class, all right, lower working class kid. So I feel for you, Bob. I really do. I spent a lot of time in Toledo. Brenda is calling from Detroit, Michigan, a suburb of Toledo. Just kidding. Brenda, welcome to the program.
Oh, too funny. With the Michigan-Ohio State game coming up tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
The rivalry grows. But,
yes, it does.
Yes, yes. But anyhow, you know, part of all this, the difficulty is all the lies that we have to continually buy when we know better. And one of them being the lie that, you know, people are, you know, re-enlisting. That's how, you know, the people are, soldiers are dedicated to this. Well, my niece is in the Air Force, and she's got 1 year left. She'd signed up for 4 years, and they told them that if you don't reenlist for another 4 years, another stint, then they guarantee that last year you get to go to Iraq. And she did not sign up, and yes, sure enough, she's going to spend her last year. She's going to Iraq.
Oh my God! Isn't that called blackmail? Isn't that called intimidation? Isn't that called Isn't that called like something the Soviets or the Nazis would do?
Oh, exactly. But no, that's sold as, you know, how much they're behind the war. You know, and you know, I've heard other people talk too about you know, have people talk about how the soldiers in Iraq feel, and they don't know. They can't even protest. About a year ago, when they had the March on Washington for women's health,
right.
My niece went with us, but she was at the same time was kind of worried and trying to keep a low profile because, you know, they're told pretty much, you know, you can't go out and protest and demonstrate. You've got you're going to pay for it, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to sit there and say that, you know, every soldier is for the war and is proud to be going and all that, that's crap.
Oh, it is. It is.
Complete crap.
It is. And I think, you know, I read the Air Force Times. I read several publications that, while not published by the Department of Defense, they're put out for members of the military by former members of the military or even active duty members of the military. And when you read these military publications, while they are not government sanctioned, if you read between the lines, you'll see that so many of the stories that are selected for publication or the points of view that are selected, whether it's an Associated Press Wire story or a columnist or just, you know, letters to the editor from guys and gals out in a theater of war someplace, You can understand that the military in this country, I think, for the most part, has had enough of George Bush. There's not a whole lot they can do because of the absolute adherence to the idea of chain of command. And it just so happens that this miserable little bastard sits at the top of that chain of command, and there's absolutely nothing that a soldier can do. Nothing.
Exactly, and you know, and then the whole thing with the Ed Schultz show, where they're just so afraid, you know, to let the you know, have him on Armed Forces Radio, you know, and that's absolutely ridiculous. Well, you know about this Schmidt woman? I think, you know, what is she? She wanted to be the new Phyllis Schlafly. Is that her goal? You know,
More
of her, right? Oh,
I don't know. I just wonder why so many of these Republican women who go to Congress. I have this kind of lean and hungry look, like Cassius right before he stuck the knife into Julius Caesar. I don't get that. Republican men, for the most part, are fat and pasty and kind of look out of shape. But Republican women all look like they're underweight. They're ready to sink their fangs into somebody's neck or slip a blade between somebody's third and fourth rib. I what's with that look?
I don't know. You know, and it always just amazes me, like with Phyllis Schlafly and these women that want to keep saying, "Oh, the woman's place is at home. The women shouldn't be here." It's like, okay, then why don't you go home?
Right. Well, it's, you know how it is. Republicans do as I say, not as I do. So
totally. Yeah. I'll make up the rules, but I don't have to live by them.
Isn't that the truth? Hey, thanks, Brenda.
Thank
you for checking in from Detroit. Always good to hear from a homegirl. Take care, okay? All right. Take care. Wait, Detroit's not. She's not a homegirl. What the hell am I talking about? Well, it's close enough. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Edie, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Edie, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, let's see. I'll raise your Henry Hyde. Is that a poker talk? I don't know much about it, but this toad, Denny Hastert, just showed up on my TV a while ago.
Oh, God.
On C-SPAN. I said, oh, my God.
See what I mean by pasty, overweight-looking white men who become Republican members of Congress? See what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not going to pick on anybody for their weight, but my God, what a toad.
Well, you know what I mean.
I
mean.
I do.
It's a body type that seems to gravitate in these men, these white men, towards the Republican Party.
I know exactly what you mean, and you're right about the Republican women. I think Elizabeth Dole has even lost weight.
Yeah.
So, I just have a kind of a rhetorical question because I've written to you before about this. I'm just a middle-aged dropout with a GED, and I saw through these liars years ago and didn't believe anything they said. Atomic, you know, clouds, you know, the smoking gun that was going to be a mushroom cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in my living room. I'm listening to that, and I stood up in front of everybody, and I said, that's a lie. If they'll lie about that, they'll lie about anything and everything.
Well, you're right, of course.
And I just knew it in my gut, and then my brain was right behind it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Oh, by the way, just a little reminder, I am Edie with DefendersOfDemocracy.com. And we're
Defenders of
that petition.
DefendersOfDemocracy.com.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right. Well, let's tell me if you, next time you call in, tell me if you got some hits.
I will, and thank you so much for just being there.
All right. Thanks, Edie. Thanks for checking in. All right. Take care. Take care. Ellie is calling from Cranston, Rhode Island. Ellie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Mike?
Hey, Ellie.
Yeah, it's so good to be able to hear you when you're not yelling, and I'll tell you why I have to say that. We don't have Air America in Rhode Island anymore, and I have to go looking for you elsewhere on the dial, and it's very hard.
I'll bet. I'll bet it is.
It fades in and out, and I heard you yelling, so I could get the gist of what you were saying.
And you said, that's Malloy.
Well, I've found you before, but it's very erratic. And so I'm going around the dial, and tonight I heard this talk show host saying that there was a poll in Europe, and 56% of Europeans want to see America weakened.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was speculating whether that's Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld's goal.
If it's necessary in order to elevate them in terms of wealth and power, I would think so. You know, you have to ask yourself, what was the goal of Julius Caesar, since his name has come up, to weaken the Roman Empire? Maybe not necessarily, but look what happened. Was the goal of Genghis Khan or Joe Stalin, to weaken their empires? I don't know what the goal of this crime family is, but the net result is, yes, they are weakening us. They are turning us into a something much less than what we were when they stole the election. Hey, we got to leave it there. Thank you, Ellie. Call in again and keep searching the dial. You never know. We may get back on the air in Rhode Island. Thanks, Ellie. Take care, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, Ester-C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester-C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester-C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester-C and Ester-E everywhere vitamins are sold.
A Showtime original television event. They could be your neighbors.
I'm putting together a team of holy warriors.
They could be your friends.
Look at you. Blonde hair, blue eyes. That's why I'm the perfect weapon.
And they could be planning the next terrorist attack.
Well, this isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem.
The New York Times calls Sleeper Cell, unlike any other program produced for American television. Sleeper Cell begins Sunday, December 4th at 10, 9 central, only on Showtime.
Judgment Day.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates diabetes, withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, don't forget next Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, Youth Night, here on the Malloy program. People between the ages of 13 and 17, we want to hear exclusively from you that night. If you are older than that, tune in and just kick back and listen. It's a real head opener, I'm telling you. Thanks to our crew in New York, program engineered by Justin Yuen and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac. Dee Neal is our associate producer and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. If you haven't gone there, go and leave a comment if you want to. Huh? Dan Jacobs answered your calls tonight, sitting in for Dee Neal. Is that right? Dan, thank you very much. Also, our crew in the hinterlands, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, and our music bureau chief, the once and always Jim in Arkansas. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Thanks to everybody for the program tonight and all this week. Terry is calling from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Terry, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, I am so disappointed with what I'm seeing. You know, it's so, so pathetic.
It is.
And I know it's almost out of time here, but did you happen to read the Atlanta paper today about the voting, the photo IDs in Georgia?
I do know. The last I didn't read it today. The last I heard, it has been appealed, and a court has ruled that they're illegal.
Yes, yes, but what's come out now is that the Republican sponsor of the original bill sent a memo to the Department of Justice in support of this mm-hmm. back when the DOJ had to approve it, stating that the only reason black people vote in her district is because they get paid to do so.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was in clear print, clear as day.
Oh, my God. That was in the paper today?
Yeah, it was in the AJC. I want to say it was either in the Metro section or the news section.
Jesus
and,
Christ.
Of course, Purdue's, the governor's spokesperson said, well, this is a good law. You know, just totally wrote it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how bad do things have to get, Mike?
I wonder that every night right before I go to sleep. A lot of people say their prayers. I lay there and think, how bad does it have to get?
In fact, it scares me.
I know.
In a way, when they started to attack Murtha, or have you said Murtha, what, yesterday, I really felt like we could have stuff happen that we've never had happen in this country before.
I know when John Murtha, I've said with unabashedly, I know he's a Democrat and the Democratic Party used to be and still is a big tent. We have people from the left, we have people from the right, we have people in the middle. John Murtha and I probably would not agree on a whole lot of stuff, but I'll tell you what, I kind of with one or two exceptions, when somebody has served their country to the extent that John Murtha did, and did not do it as an opportunist, which some people do. Some people join the military strictly from an opportunistic point of view. I won't mention anybody in particular, but the initials Colin Powell come to mind. But when people get involved in the military and actually have served, I may disagree with why they went, but I cut him some slack, with a couple of exceptions. I don't like John McCain because I think he's a coward. I think regardless of what happened to McCain, when he allows someone like George W. Bush or Karl Rove to denigrate him, his wife, and his child, and just sits there and puts up with it, I'm sorry, I lose it. Whether or not that has anything to do with the fact that he's a veteran is for somebody a lot smarter than me to decide. But when the attack on Murtha came today, I'm so sick of it. I saw it happen to McCain. I saw it happen to Max Cleland. I saw it happen to John Kerry. And now today, John Murtha, this, how old is Murtha? 75-year-old man who's just trying to do what his constituents want him to do. And this harridan from Ohio says what she said about him. It was unbelievable. I don't know how low it has to go. I honestly don't.
If you notice yesterday, you know, you can almost time the attacks. I mean, the White House put out its little Michael Moore quote.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that cute?
Yeah, and then, but you notice how they softened up at sunrise this morning when they put out Stephen Hadley to basically say, we respect this man, but we, you know, just have a difference in policy, which is the appropriate thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, people are going to disagree, and they have a right to disagree, but you don't have a right to outdo these personal attacks. What I want to know, Mike, if you have time to tell me, is...
You've got about 15 seconds.
What is it that caused the Republicans to do their resolution on Tuesday that they did earlier, that non-binding resolution? What was it that sparked that?
We have a little more in 15 seconds. Which resolution? The one that was voted on tonight?
No, the one that went on Tuesday where they said that the president has to start reporting to the Congress every 90 days and this, that, and the other. The one a couple days ago.
Well, I think so they can go home for the holiday break and explain to their constituents, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, you know, don't forget, 60% of the American public now does not believe that our war on Iraq makes any sense whatsoever. So these opportunistic little pig Republicans, Karl Rove probably sat down the leadership and said, look, get a non-binding resolution in there, get something in there y'all can vote on so you can go home over the holiday season and say, look, you know, we want the president or the Department of Defense to report to us now on a regular basis. This is cover. This is CYA. This is for these members of the House and Senate, these Republicans, to go back to their home district or their home state and have some protection. That's my opinion anyway. Hey,
okay.
Tony, I got to leave you there,
thank
pal.
Thank you so much.
All right. Terry, I mean. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. We're out of here. Thanks for participating for the entire week. I do appreciate it. I know I didn't get your phone call. I know I didn't, and I apologize for that. We'll do it this week coming, I promise. Don't forget Wednesday night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oh, yeah. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are. Just like
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Great Ace One-Day Sale happening this Friday only, November 25th, at participating neighborhood Ace stores. You'll find great deals like a portable widescreen DVD player for just $99.99 and your choice of select Stanley hand tools just $1.99 each after a $5 mail-in rebate. So visit your local Ace Hardware this Friday, November 25th. Quantities limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Many portions of the USA Patriot Act are set to expire at the end of the year unless renewed by Congress. But a Democratic leader in the Senate, Dick Durbin of Illinois, says there are enough votes to block renewal with a filibuster if some controversial elements are not changed. Critics have focused on the expanded wiretap, internet surveillance, and personal record searches granted in the wake of 9/11 as invasions of civil liberties. One compromise would reduce the extension from 7 years to four. Actor Robert Blake has been found liable by a civil jury in California for the murder of his wife 4 years ago. The ruling came in a civil suit filed by the children of Bonnie Lee Bakley, who were awarded a $30 million judgment. The jury's finding came on a 10-2 vote. Lonnie Lucero was one of the no votes and later told reporters that Blake's defense was a turning point, which he described as arguing that Bakley's life was worth nothing. Venezuela's foreign minister says that deteriorating relations with the United States have little chance of improving while George W. Bush is the U.S. president. Eli Rodriguez made the comments a day after the top American diplomat in Latin America criticized Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez as a threat to democracy. Chavez has blamed the Bush administration for being behind a failed coup in Venezuela 3 years ago. Venezuela is the fifth largest oil exporter in the world and a major source of crude for America's oil industry. Seven co-workers at a medical center in Garden Grove, California, stepped into the spotlight Friday with their single winning lottery ticket worth $315 million. It was the lone ticket matching the numbers drawn in Tuesday's multi-state Mega Millions lottery. The six lab workers and a secretary each invested $3 to jointly buy their chances in the drawing and will equally share the winnings. All seven reported to work the day after the drawing, but by the time they met with reporters Friday, five of them said they are considering early retirement. The Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular in New York City will once again have live music. Musicians and the hall reached an agreement yesterday ensuring the orchestra pit will be packed in time for Friday afternoon's performance. Longtime fans of the spectacular are thrilled others can see the magic the way it is supposed to be, though this woman wishes she hadn't seen the show. show last night.
This is my 12th year, so I know the difference. And it was as if it wasn't quite as spectacular had we had the live musicians.
For 2 weeks, the show went on but was using canned pre-recorded music instead of the live musicians. In a statement, the Musicians Union said it reached